MMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide. Today I'm chatting to Nicholas Clutty, who's the food and beverage manager of Herseki at Dalia Graff. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you very much for having me this morning.
What a treat. And how amazing for you to see the transition from Indochine restaurant, which was Asian, to now a Japanese restaurant. How did you and your team get ready for this transition?
It was a challenge in of itself. I think timeline-wise, that was probably our biggest obstacle. But then, you know, largely it was just doing our research on, you know, Japanese culture, food culture, making sure that, you know, when we put together our own little wish list of, you know, the operating equipment that we wanted and all the rest, you know, that was almost a secondary sort of point of order in terms of, you know, we really wanted to make sure that we could represent, you know, the Japanese people and represent the food culture in a respectful manner, but also create sort of an elevated experience, you know, through marriage of the service journey. So it was a combination of sort of doing our own research, reaching out to the Japanese language club based in Cape Town and Joburg, and, you know, working with them to ensure, you know, we created this very unique service journey for our team to buy into. I think cultural buy-in is very important when you're sort of undertaking such ventures. And then about putting together this wonderful, beautiful menu, which, you know, with Virgil Khan at your side, you don't really worry in that regard. You know, it's quite wonderful to have such a marvelous and inventive chef who could just, you know, I knew would just elevate, you know, as he did with Indochine, and help to put together a menu that we could, you know, be very proud of as a South African restaurant.
Mm. But it's interesting because I think always of Japanese, it's about dignity and it's about respect, and obviously for, you know, respecting the ingredient. And what I also love is it's so important for them that there's a relationship between what your food is served in and how it's served, not only the food itself. So getting your staff on board with the Japanese culture, I love that you give a traditional Japanese welcome when the guest arrives. What else do they do that's different to before?
You know, there's, not, as you said, there's the wonderful greeting, but then there's also, you know, what we call oshimbori and otoshi, where we're giving, you know, something to cleanse your hands before you eat. A little snack, which is complimentary, just to, you know, invite you. You know, it's very important that there's a hospitable side to a very respectful culture, and that is represented. And then arigato gozaimashita as they are leaving, just to again show thanks to, you know, coming and enjoying us today. And I think that's what's been quite beautiful about the sort of transition, is that the, you know, Indochine was, we're a hotel-based restaurant, so we've always had these challenges of both the hotel and the restaurant. But getting the team then to sort of buy into going, still fine dining, but understanding that there's a little bit more complexity to it, but that we can also turn that into such a positive sort of contribution and attribute to the restaurant, that guests then would reciprocate. And it's almost been the best thing that's happened to the restaurant in that regard. You know, it's, you can see that the guests are there for an experience, but then there's also this kindness and this welcoming that's, I feel, such a, it's an intangible thing, but such a feeling, you know, that these guests will receive, and, you know, from arrival to departure. And that's something I think that is important about what experiences we're trying to create, and that our team has bought into that.
Well, it's very authentic, and I think Dalia Graff has always been synonymous with attention to detail. And it's the little things, like, you know, when the sake is served, guests are encouraged, as in Japan, to serve one another. But, of course, the food is incredible. The omakase menu, which means, you know, put myself in your hands, is quite incredible, because with a chef like Virgil, you know it's going to be the best. What would you say is a standout dish on the menu?
Right now, and you would kill me for saying this, but to sort of maybe make it a bit more sort of understanding from a palate perspective, we have a takoyaki and an oxtail dish, which is such a surf and turf marry of flavors.
You would
be
hate
honest
that.
With you.
Wow.
You would hate me. But it's, you know, to understand it, so he's taking very classic Japanese dishes. And I think that's also been another challenge, is ensuring that, again, you take a classic and you represent it correctly. But then obviously adding his own Virgil Khan spin to things. And, you know, just from a beautiful representation perspective, but then also to the final flavor profile, it's just incredible. And, you know, with Virgil, there's never a dull moment. a new dish will be brought onto the menu at least a week, every week. And, you know, it's exciting. I think it's exciting for the team that as well. You know, there's always something fresh. There's always something new to learn. And I think that's also important for our team, is that they are constantly learning, that they're constantly being driven and constantly feel like there's innovation, because, you know, that's unfortunate for future, but also, you know, just to keep everyone motivated.
No doubt. And they give everybody such a great experience. So thanks to them, and thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me, Jenny. You must have a wonderful rest of your day.
That was Nick Clutie, F&B manager of Hoseki. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.